Blog Talk Radio.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Hosanna.
Welcome, everybody, to Night Prayer. We will begin with the Litany of Humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That, in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. that others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it, that others may become holier than I, provided that I may be become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. A reading from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord, your God is in your midst. A warrior who gives victory, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Litany of the Most Precious Blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Blood of Christ, only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, save us. Blood of Christ, incarnate Word of God, save us. Blood of Christ, of the New and Eternal Testament, save us. Blood of Christ, falling upon the earth in agony, save us. Blood of Christ, shed profusely in the scourging, save us. Blood of Christ, flowing forth in the crowning with thorns, save us. Blood of Christ, poured out on the cross, save us. Blood of Christ, price of our salvation, save us. Blood of Christ, without which there is no forgiveness, save us. Blood of Christ, Eucharistic drink and refreshment of souls, save us. Blood of Christ, stream of mercy, save us. Blood of Christ, victor over demons, save us. Blood of Christ, courage of martyrs, save us. Blood of Christ, strength of confessors, save us. Blood of Christ, bringing forth virgins, save us. Blood of Christ, help of those in peril, save us. Blood of Christ, relief of the burdened, save us. Blood of Christ, solace in sorrow, save us. Blood of Christ, hope of the penitent, save us. Blood of Christ, consolation of the dying, save us. Blood of Christ, peace and tenderness of hearts, save us. Blood of Christ, pledge of eternal life, save us. Blood of Christ, freeing souls from purgatory, save us. Blood of Christ, most worthy of all glory and honor, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. You have redeemed us, O Lord, in your blood, and made us, for our God, a kingdom. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have appointed your only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, and willed to be appeased by his blood. Grant, we beg of you, that we may worthily adore this price of our salvation, and through its power be safeguarded from the evils of the present life, so that we may rejoice in its fruits forever in heaven. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Even though mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. After the next hymn, my friends, we'll start Compline. So if you want to get your breviary, your script set, you'll have about 4 minutes.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone, thou must save and thou alone. Nothing in my
come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. To thy fountain, Lord, I fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, to away my offenses.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore, my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. Ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servants go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. My friends, this evening we want to pray for church leaders everywhere, in every denomination, in every country, that they would make the decision that is best for the people of God, and listen to the Holy Spirit speak through them. We pray tonight for our church, for our seminarians, for those in discernment, We pray in a special way for those who, approaching our June convocation, will become priests and deacons. We pray for those who will also be confirmed and receive minor orders. As they approach holy orders, as they approach the moment when the Holy Spirit is conferred to them in a special way, and their souls are forever changed with an indelible mark of God, we ask that the Lord would bless them, strengthen them, give them courage, and let them know peace. We pray for priests, bishops, deacons, clergy, seminarians everywhere all around the world. We pray for those who are abused and suffering. Pray for those who are sick and ailing. We pray for those who are dying and for the next one of us who will die. We pray for Phil Beatty, brother of Deacon Michael Beatty, who is recovering from an amputation of his foot and is in rehab. We pray for Thomas Newsom and Gilbert, his husband, and the foster children who are placed in their care, that their family would be protected, and that all would feel peace and comfort. We pray for all abused and neglected animals, abused and neglected children, for those listening now who feel cast out, for those who have had to say too many goodbyes, for those who are hurting, for those who had a Mother's Day without their parents, and for those who just went through Mother's Day without their children. We pray for reconciliation in families between parents and children. We pray for the ministries of the church, the Church of the Nativity in Chicago, and for those ministries that will begin after ordinations in June, in Waukegan, in Wisconsin, in Texas, and in Phoenix, Arizona. Please continue to pray for an increase in vocations to the church, and for those ministries being planted and rising every single day. Pray for our national leaders. We pray for the poor, the hungry, the broken. We pray for those who have no home this evening, for those who have no food, for those who have no justice. And we ask our Lord to answer all of the intentions of all of our listeners, those that you've brought to the Lord today. We ask the Lord to remove the burdens weighing on your heart, that the Holy Spirit would come within you and heal all that harms you in mind, body, and soul. May the power of God come into your life. May He bring you peace. May He wash you in the blood of Christ, keep you faithful to His commandments, and never let you be parted from Him. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we place these petitions before you. We ask you to hear the prayers of the family you have gathered before you today, both those prayers we have spoken aloud and the intentions we hold in the depths of our hearts, for all of our needs, all of our desires, and all of our wounds, the church humbly prays.
Amen.